game with big bucks and whammies is even bigger and better than ever. It's time to press your luck and play Whammy! Let's meet today's players.
Hi, my name is Liz and I'm from Lake Elsinore, California. I'm a marketing director that wants to quit her job and go back to school.
My name's Brandon. I'm from San Diego, California. I'm a student at Azusa Pacific University, and I want to win big bucks to pay off my fiance's student loans.
Hi, my name is Donna. I'm from Covina, California. I'm a full-time grad student, and I want big bucks to open up the children's bookstore.
And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you very much, Gary Kroger. Hello, everybody. Good to see you. Welcome to Whammy, where you can spin your way to some big bucks and some great prizes. That's what these three are hoping to do. You ready to press your luck, player? All right. That's the answer we like. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start you each off with $1,000, if that's all right. There it goes, all the way down the line. And you can add to your total by taking a chance right up there on the big board. It's loaded with lots of great prizes, great cash amounts, all kinds of good stuff. But please do beware of the dreaded Whammy. He's up there, and he'll take all your cash, all your prizes, all your good stuff, and deposit them into his own big bank. And while we're giving money away like this, let's go ahead and stock the big bank with $3,000, okay? Now, players, remember that you can whammy the whammy here by landing on Big Bank up there. If you do that, I'll ask you a question. Get the question correct, you've got everything that's in the Big Bank. You can call it your very own. And you can win a car. Gary?
Todd, it's the sporty Suzuki Aereo SX with 145 horsepower. In-dash, six-disc CD changer and aluminum alloy wheels from Suzuki.
Thank you, buddy. Just get both halves of the car key, win the game, and that car is yours. Remember, the player that's in the lead of the first round here gets the advantage of going last in the final round. And we did ourselves a drawing backstage to see who was going to go first. Liz, it's all you. Let's put the big board in motion. You've got $1,000. Let's see what you can add to that. Here we go.
All right. I need big bucks, no whammies, no whammies, and stop.
Stop at $450. She'll take that. She'll take that. Brandon, let's go to you.
All right. Where's that Suzuki? Suzuki, baby. And stop.
Stop at a bookcase worth $390.
Yeah.
Close game so far. Down to Shauna. $1,000
right.
Plus this.
Big bucks, no whammies. I want that PDA. Stop.
Stop at a headset telephone worth $200. Pretty close game so far. Three spins into it. Once down the line. No whammies yet. But more whammies coming up there on the board to make it a little tougher for you here. All right. Liz, let's come back to you, players. Remember, you can freeze now if you think you've got enough to win the round or you're just plain scared. Nobody's going to laugh at you. What do you want to do, Liz? Freeze or press your luck?
Press your luck. There we go. All right. No whammies. Stop.
Stop. It's $1,250. That's what she likes. First place now, Liz, with $2,700. Down to Brandon. Second place now. Freeze or press your luck, Brandon?
I'm going to press it. All right. Big bucks here. Big bucks. Big bucks.
Stop and advance three spaces to $525. New total of $1,915 for Brandon. We're down to Shauna's third place with $1,200. Freeze or press your luck.
On, yes. Press on. Woo! I want $1,500. Come on. $1,500. Stop.
So, a whammy. Look at that, Shauna. Look at that. Your first whammy of the game knocks you out of this first round, takes your $1,200, puts it into the big bank, which gives us a new total there of
$4,200.
Okay. Shauna, you're out of this round, but you are definitely not out of the game. Now, before we come back to you, Liz, focus your attention up there on the board. You see those? Look, there's another one there. You've got $2,700. If you freeze here, that's what you'll take into the final round. We'll see if it's enough to win the round, or if it's not enough, you can press your luck. What's it going to be? You gonna freeze?
All
right. You are frozen there with $2,700. We'll see how it turns out for you. Brandon, it could be a chance for you to jump in the top spot, and he wants to go to the board.
All right, big bucks here. Big bucks, stop.
Stop and a whammy.
Nuh-uh, I'm not the dummy. You're the dummy. You look like you could use a drink. Now he's
$1,915 he nabbed from you, Brandon. Put it in the big bank. Gives us a new total there of $6,115. Here's how it looks at the end of our first round. Brandon, no money. Shauna, no money. But look at Liz, frozen at $2,700. You'll have the advantage. advantage in the final round, lots of money in the big bank, and when we come back, it is our question round. Don't you go anywhere. Welcome back to Whammy. We are just seconds away from our big question round here, but first let's get to know our players. Let's start with you, Liz. You want to win some money to quit your job and go back to school, huh?
I do. I want to go back and finish my major, which was theater. So.
Oh, how nice. I think I asked this question on behalf of our whole audience here. If you win enough money, why don't you just quit your job and leave it at that?
I can do that too, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, good luck to you, whatever you choose to do with it. Now, Brandon, you are looking to pay off your fiancé's student loans here. Is that part of the whole marriage negotiation thing? You had to work that out?
I figure you might as well get it done as soon as possible. Yeah. Take
get it
the
out
interest,
of the way. There you go, man. Good luck to you. And Shauna,
yes. You
want to grab some cash so you can open up a children's bookstore.
How nice.
What made you want to do that?
I love reading, and I love working with children. I think literacy is very important.
Beautiful. So. All right. Well, it is a pleasure to have all three of you here. We're going to jump right into our question round here. I'll throw a whole bunch of questions your way. A correct buzz-in answer will get you three spins. Correct multiple-choice answer will get you one spin. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Here comes your very first question. It is time now for a whammy flashback. The classic novel, The Great Gatsby, was published in what decade, known as the Jazz Age? Brandon.
50s.
Was it the 50s, the 40s, or the 20s? Liz, what do you think?
I'm going to say the 20s.
Shauna?
I'm going to say the 20s.
Well, I'm going to say the 20s as well because it's written right here. There it goes, the 1920s. Liz, you get a spin. Brandon holds tight right there at zero. Shauna, you get a spin as well. Next question. If Whammy hopped aboard the Lucky Streak to Atlantic City, he'd be riding what mode of transportation? Shauna.
I'm going to say a train.
Is it a train, a boat, or a bus? Liz?
I'm going to go with train.
I'm going to say train.
The Lucky Streak is a bus. Lucky Streak's a bus. Nobody gets any spins there, but the Whammy's happy because apparently he'll have the seat next to him vacant. All right. What small, short-legged dog was developed in Germany to hunt badgers? Brandon?
A dachshund.
And is known by many as the wiener dog. Is it dachshund, basset hound, or beagle? Liz?
Dachshund.
It's a dachshund.
Sure, it is a dachshund. Yeah, those little wiener dogs. I like that. Liz, you pick up a spin there. It takes you to two. Brandon gets three there. And, Shauna, you are now at two, picking up one. Players, tell me what pitted fruit has varieties known as Bing and Rainier? Brandon.
A cherry.
Is it a cherry, a peach, or a plum? Liz?
Cherry.
Shauna?
Cherry.
What a knowledgeable group we have. It's a cherry, yes. Liz gets another spin. You go to three. Brandon, another buzz in. Gets you three more. You're up to six now. And Shauna, one more spin for you. Gives you three. Here it is, the final question of the round. Last chance to pick up a few spins here. Players, it has 354 steps from the ground to the top. And it bears the inscription, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. Brandon?
Statue of Liberty.
Name the New York landmark. Is it the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, or the Chrysler Building? Liz?
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
Of course, Lady Liberty it is, yes. All right, a nice question round there. Here's how it looks. Liz, you get one more, you go to four. Brandon, three more for you. You will take nine into the final round. Shauna, one more for you. You will have four. And when we come back, we'll take every single one of those spins to the big board and try to turn them into some big bucks right after this.
Runners-up will receive this Croton watch, specially designed with the Whammy logo. Croton Watch Company, fine watches since 1878.
All right, we are ready to get down to some serious business here. It is time for the final round of our game, players. Look right up there. You will see over $100,000 in good stuff. But you will also see some whammies and even some double whammies ready to grab everything and put them in the big bank, which stands now at $6,115. Now, at any time in this game, if you hit four whammies, you will be out of the game. Brandon, Shauna, be careful. You each have one. All right? Remember, if you hit big bank right up there, then you have whammied the whammy. If you answer that question correctly, you'll take all that cash and put it in your own little account. The player that's in the lead at the end of the game is the only one that gets to keep all their cash, all their prizes. And in this, the final round, you can now pass your spins. Keep that in mind. Sometimes it helps out. All right, Liz, you will be going last year because you froze with $2,700. Brandon, Shauna, each tied at $0. But Shauna, you only have four spins. That means you're up first. Are you ready, young lady?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's fire up the big board. No money, four spins. Let's go, Shauna.
Come on, big bucks. I want my money back. Big bang, stop.
Stop, little whammy.
The secret is to catch the crocodile by surprise.
Well, no money to steal there, but that is your second whammy, Shauna. Four, and you're out of the game. Remember that. You still have three spins. Want to hit the board again?
Yes,
okay.
I'm going. Press my luck. Woo! No more whammies, please. I need some money. Stop.
Stop. And a dining room set worth $1,298. Good for second place. Two spins to go, Shauna. Still some great prizes, some big money up there. You want to go back to the board? Okay. Well, Shauna, that $1,298 gone. Into the big bank it goes, giving us a new total there of $7,413. You have one more spin, but one more whammy, you're out of the game. But take a look up there. We got $5,000 in spins, some big money, great prizes up there. What's your pleasure here, Shauna? You gonna press your locker
pad? I gotta go.
All right. It move one space two flowers by the month, the double whammy, or the GoPed scooter. What would you like?
I'm gonna have GoPed.
She wants the GoPed. All right, that scooter's worth $1,010. You're in second place, Shauna. You managed to stay away from the whammy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Brandon, let's come to you right there in the middle here. No money, but you got nine spins. Right. Ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to go. All right, just get some big bucks here, maybe a trip or something. And stop.
Stop it. Move one space two, a double whammy, digital camcorder, Bahamas.
The Bahamas.
There you go. That trip, Brandon, is worth $4,076. You are now in first place. You have eight spins, and the clapping by Liz slowly just goes away. All right. Eight spins to go, Brandon. First place. Press your luck or pass.
Press my luck.
Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop at Move One Space 2. Recliners are a TV-DVD combo.
TV-DVD.
You got the combo, my friend. That's worth $1,051. A new total of $5,127, seven spins.
I'm going to press my luck. All right, here we go. Let's get another prize or hard cash. No whammies and stop.
Stop at Big Pop. Whoa. When you run, sir. $7,413 in the big bank right now, Brandon. It can all be yours if you answer this question correctly. You ready?
I'm ready.
I can just smell the payoff of your fiancé's student loans now, can't you? All right, here's your question. Brandon, for the money in the bank, tell me, who was the first woman ever appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Rehnquist? A girl.
For $7,413, the correct answer is Sandra Day O'Connor. Sandra Day O'Connor. Not quite there, Brandon. That's all right. No money lost. Didn't cost you a dime. You got a lot of spins. Six of them. You want to press your luck?
My luck.
Okay, let's see if you can hit it again.
Right, here we go. No whammies. No whammies. And stop.
Stop at a whammy.
Yeah.
What? From one extreme to the other there, huh, Brandon? All your money goes into the big bank, courtesy of your friend, the Whammy. The new big bank total, $12,540. All right. You don't have a dime to your name, my friend, but you still have five spins. Right, what would you like to do?
My luck.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Here we go. Stop.
Stop and a double whammy. Now, Brandon, down to zero you go. One more whammy, and you're out of the game. You know, I don't wish the double whammies on anyone, but the most beautiful part of that, as soon as you hit the double whammy, Liz did one of these. Just got to step to the side there. All right. Brandon, you're still at zero. Did you get any of the rice fall out there, Liz? Just
from
a little
the
bit.
Hedge
okay.
Yeah.
You've got four spins. One more whammy, you're out of the game here. What are you going
to
do?
I have to press my luck.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Big bucks. Big bucks, no whammies. Stop.
Stop at a lazy boy sofa worth $1,229. Good for second place. Three spins to go. Think about what you're going to do with those. Take a little commercial break. Come back. He's got three whammies.
Is he going to press his luck, or is he going to pass? We will find out right after these words. Stay there. Got a lot of whammies floating around here. Brandon, you have three. You are currently in second place with $1,229. You have three spins here. You only trail Liz by about $1,400. But one more whammy, and you're out of here, my friend. So what are you going to do? You going to play it safe and pass?
Go.
He's going for it.
All right, here we go. No whammies. No whammies. No whammies. Stop. No.
Stop at a double whammy.
Here, sheep. Come on. Whammy had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. Ever did Whammy win? Who made up with the dough?
That's not a good feeling, is it, Brandon? That's not a good feeling. You are out of the game. That's your fourth whammy. Your money goes into the big bank. It gives us a new total of $13,769. Now, Brandon, obviously you can't pay off the student loan right now, but may I suggest a nice picture of you in that covered in the lamb's wool there for Valentine's Day, perhaps? It's quite attractive. All right.
Thank you.
Liz, let's come to you. Look at you. You froze with $2,700. It wasn't a lot in the first round, but it may be enough to carry you through here. We're going to find out. You have four spins. Remember, at any time, if you decide to pass, they will go down to Shauna, who has three whammies. Three. So what are you going to do here? Press your luck or pass? Okay.
Just make some money. That's why I'm here. All right. Look for no whammies. And stop.
Stop at a pearl bracelet worth $2,762. You're up to $5,462. You still have three spins. What are you going to do?
Let's see. I want big bucks. Big bucks. And stop.
Stop at a golf package worth $1,083. Liz is up to $6,545. We've still got over $13,700 in the big bank. Wouldn't you love to hit that, too? Wouldn't that be a nice addition? Boy, that'd be nice. All right. You have two spins. You're going to press your luck?
I'm going to do it.
Here she goes. Big bucks! $5,000 and a spin! Liz, $11,545. Let me lay it on the line here for you. We have had seven whammies in this game. You don't own any of them. You don't have any. You have two spins here. You've got an $10,000 lead. What are you going to do? Shauna, these are two spins that you must take, my love. Remember, if you hit that big bank, boom, into the lead you go, okay?
Yeah.
One more whammy, you're out of this game.
No.
Listen up. Be careful. Here we go. The fingers are crossed. Back to the big board.
Come on, no whammies. Please don't whammies. No whammies. I need big bucks. I need big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a double whammy. Liz, $11,545. Sure, you deserve the dance. Wow. Here's Gary Kroger. He's going to tell you what you're leaving us with here.
Liz, I hope you like the golf. Pin Seekers, his or her quality custom golf clubs. TPW Plus Metal Woods with Deluxe Golf Bag. Innovative design and sound engineering. The professional's choice from Pin Seeker. You'll also receive golf lessons and 24 World Golf Tour golf balls. You've also won an 18-carat gold pearl bracelet. Put that together with $7,700 in cash. Your grand total is $11,545.
We got rice and grass. It's a hazard back here. Shauna, tell me about these four whammies. Did you have any idea they were going to get you like that?
No, they just won you. They just came at me.
Out of nowhere. But they would make a cute little children's book character,
yeah,
wouldn't they?
That'd be nice.
Good luck with the bookstore, okay? I'll be the first one to swing by. Brandon, you don't think this is going to cause a problem with the young lady, do you?
We're
going to have big problems. All right, this is nice, though. Take this home, make her something sweet, frilly out of it, okay? Good luck to you. Good luck in the marriage.
Thank you.
All right? How about it? You can't help but think that she knew what she was doing all along. Did you have a strategy all the way through the game?
With little freeze.
There you go. Freeze. All right, congratulations. Over $7,700 in cash, all the good stuff, golf packaging. Woo! That's how we do it around here, ladies and gentlemen. Please join us next time for another... fluffy, fun, rice-covered edition of Whammy. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.